The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
Hi, everybody. This is, well, it's me, quite frankly, and Rudy.
Ah, you spoiled it.
That's not hi.
I'm sorry. Hi, everybody. Hello. Lovely to see you on this off day of ours. Take a seat. Take a glass of wine, maybe tea. Chill with us. It's gonna be a relaxing conversation.
Yeah, I was just telling Rudy about that the beers down here are not good. So...
By down here, Australia.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's something good out there, but I'll still need to find it. So, for now, cheers to that, I guess.
Cheers. People, raise the glasses with us.
So, what is this? Why is this? And who is this? Well, I explained that part already. So, we're going to just answer the other two questions for the rest of this.
Okay, clearly this is derailing already, so I'll come in to rescue. Yeah, so, dear listeners, we just wanted to quickly use our first sort of product, namely Globally Local FM, to quickly maybe take some time and explain what we've been up to, what is this going to be, where we're going to lead, and also a bit more on what to expect from us beyond this podcast. Just a quick discussion where we want to bring you along to maybe clarify some things for those questioning.
Yep, that's right. So we'll first have a quick chat about the new pod, I guess, that we're doing.
Yep.
That's Globally Local FM. So, previously we did The Vagabond Dilemma, in case you're unaware, which was a quite free-form and open podcast, where one of us would just tell a story for the day, and then we would come up with some resolutions.
Indeed.
Now, Globally Local FM is quite the opposite, I would say, because we, one, work together on every episode, and it's a lot more structured and short form. Do you want to speak to that at all, Rudy?
Yeah. I was going to add that, well, definitely anyone who has listened to Vagabond Dilemma, this was, that's one of our, like, how do I say this? We're immensely proud of doing it, and we had great fun doing it too, but it was clear that it was more of, we were figuring things out, right? It was our first try being on any of these streaming podcasting platforms. And I think it was a decent shot. And after doing 50 episodes together with Henry, we kind of decided that, I know, we want to keep doing something, but we want to be a bit more professional. We want to increase the production. Hence, now Globally Local. We've also taken into account your feedback for those who gave us. We are eternally grateful throughout the Vagabond Dilemma. And yeah, so the main thing we want to bring that you can still expect for those who already know us is there's still going to be shenanigans and, you know, the stupidity that we brought to Vagabond Dilemma is also going to come over here, but in a more structured manner that we can promise you, or at least we'll try to keep it that way. Hence, we now have segments. We are now, we actually have... externally added, we're going to talk about them later in different context, but we have an editor, so we're not editing our own episodes anymore. We're both working on each episode because both of us have basically the same screen time, so to speak.
Yeah, essentially, we're still bringing us in the same way that we had a lot of fun with from the Vagabond Dilemma, but we're doing it a bit more structured and a bit shorter episodes because those were both two feedbacks that we got. And so far, with us just getting started, I'm quite happy with how we're doing, or with how we're starting out, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
If you have feedback for us, we'd love to hear it. And if there's things you want to see from us, we'd also love to hear that. So just feel free to reach out to either one of us.
Indeed.
And, yeah, we'll be happy to have a look at it and take it on board if possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's mainly about the first.
Yeah. I mean, also to quickly explain, because there's definitely parallels one could draw from the format of Vagabond Dilemma and this. Somehow, I don't know. It's clear that we want to do something geographically global. Like, Vagabond Dilemma was, oh, exploration. Like, I personally was the one who wanted to do the old storytelling part and the historical part. then Henry was more on the geography, but we both kind of agreed that it's something we want to keep doing. And then we started, I mean, that's basically why it was globally local, that we kept the idea of going to places, except this time with our, I feel like, new way of recording, we can cover way more places and we are not bound by it. Because last time we had explorers, oh so many, but in reality, you know, knowing history, there's only so many places that you can go to, and you can definitely not can't get all of it.
Yeah, and now we theoretically have an infinite resource, in a sense.
Theoretically, indeed. Oh, by the way, also maybe good to mention here is, if you want us to be somewhere, if you want us to go to some specific place, which is usually we would ask you to name a city in the country in which it is, feel free to drop the name.
Yep.
We definitely are happy for suggestions, because as we already mentioned, if you have listened to the first two episodes that I think should be out when this comes out, right?
At least the first one should be. We'll see. At least one episode is out before this is out. Otherwise, this is going to look pretty strange, I think.
Yeah. So we have a the wheel has a list, right, of the predetermined cities. There's like, I don't know, hundreds of them at this point. Henry's done a great job in assembling a very long list. But of course, if we're taking, for example, the Netherlands, we just take like the biggest cities and put that in the wheel, like, you know, Rotterdam, Hague, Amsterdam, Eindhoven, and that's it. If you want us to go to a very specific city, most likely it is not on the wheel. So if you just drop us the name, we can cook up something.
Yep. So indeed, I just selected the biggest cities usually per country, or they're ones that were spaced out as well. But we're happy to go anywhere, really. And we're also, for example, the first episode, I think Rudy already revealed this, but that was not on the wheel. Of course, we just selected something that would be a bit more universally known, so that the idea of the podcast is transferred better. And the majority of our episodes are just going to be from spinning the wheel, so that we go really all over the place. But we're happy to go anywhere. And if you have a special request, we're happy to look at that as well.
And also, for those brave enough, if you want to be part of the podcast for the lovely sponsor ads we have, I think there's going to be a better system later on for signing up for those. But feel free to request a cameo. I am always down for shenanigans. And if you cook up something that is witty, funny, not too long, I think we can facilitate a shout out.
We sure can. So
indeed.
Rudy, that brings us, that was the new pod. Quick explanation to that.
Ooh, this brings us to the good stuff. This is the one I'm excited about, honestly.
Yep. My Instagram. I opened an Instagram indeed. You can follow
me. Let's fucking go. He did it, lads.
No longer is it just 000 Rudis 000.
Now 000 Henrys 000.
Okay, this is going to sound really stupid, but I genuinely did consider making that my Instagram name. But
oh my god. Please.
No, what we really wanted to announce as well, and it's part of the reason why we're doing like a quick bonus episode, is just so that we can explain all of this, is that we're also starting a sort of, I'm not sure if this is right in your eyes, but a content creation network, sort of.
Indeed, Tome of Huzzah.
That's right, it's called Tome of Huzzah. And essentially what it is it's just like an organization that we're a part of, or that we're starting, and we just want to make some creative projects under that banner. And under that banner, we can also help our friends out, and we can also increase production value of our own projects, basically.
Indeed, because yeah, we were honestly, a bit of a backstory of how this came to be is, we obviously had just done Vagabond Dilemma, and we were talking about a new podcast and increasing production, and we now we can drop the name, our third co-owner basically of Tome of Huzzah, Sid, at the time was gonna be just our, and is our editor for not the Vagabond Dilemma, the globally local FM, right? And the three of us were talking, and in my head I had already at some point thought of ideas of like, it's would be nice to put under the Vagabond Dilemma something more than just Henry and Rudy, which we always put as the, you know, where who is the owner of the podcast. Now that we're gonna do the globally local FM, I was it's gonna again be like Henry and Rudy. And then I started playing with the idea. And then Sid talked about some other ideas that he's had with some other projects and stuff. And we always love to hear our friends being creative. And I think the biggest issue with modern day generation of creative people is that a lot of us are actually very creative and want to do this kind of stuff, especially when it comes to like streaming, podcasting, because we all grew up in that environment where we saw other people probing around and trying things out. So obviously most of us want to try those out too. But most of us stop at the first, like, I don't know how to do this, or I have no idea where to even start doing that. So Tom of Huzzah became this sort of like, we could do like a brand, so we can put everything of ours under one banner, and we can facilitate and help other projects of our friends or other creative people who would like to reach out. I will not drop the names just yet because that's for the respective owners of their products, but we have Globally Local FM is just one of the upcoming things under this banner. There are already in works some other projects, which I'm really excited about to see how they pan out for those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So it's just that we now have the infrastructure in place and we can just help expand that to other people that want to get something started but might be struggling with that, because back when we started the Vagabond Dilemma, it was definitely not all very easy to do, let's say. It was a lot of figuring stuff out, and we already know that now. We've got it all set up, and just whoever comes along and we like and we would like to work with, we can help them out as well, essentially.
Exactly. So if you are one of the people who know us like in real life, or just want to reach out and have like some kind of these ideas, please reach out. Let's talk. Let's see what we can do. And I don't know. It's exciting. It's exciting times ahead. Definitely, yep. Be aware, we are also still figuring stuff out. But I think the main essential idea that we want to, from this discussion, to give you guys is that, I don't know, along came this time of the option, or rather the possibility of maybe become something bigger than just one podcast at a time. And we just felt like me, Henry, and Sid would like to at the very least try and see where this goes. We would like to try things out.
Yeah.
And I think that was mainly why Tom of Huzzah is going to be that.
Yeah, that's right. So in terms of Tom of Huzzah, it will probably be expanding a bit more in the future. And you'll see us promote it a bit more. But it doesn't have much of an actual effect on our podcast, other than that we mention it a couple times. And then it'll be the main operating force, let's say, behind what we do.
Yeah, indeed. It's more of a, I guess, it's a community. Is how I would like to be at some point.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to describe it. It's just like a network essentially behind it. Just a bit of a small one to start off with, but I think it's fair to call it a network nonetheless.
Exactly.
And at the current stage, we're still setting up a lot, but we're, like Rudy said, we've got a couple things in the works and we're hoping to expand that more in the future, and then we'll just see where we take it, basically.
Indeed. That being said, where are we now and the future plans in a nutshell? Right now, when you heard this episode, most probably you've only heard of the Globally Local FM, of the new stuff. You can still go and find Vagabond Dilemma on Spotify. It's still there. And I think on some other platforms, if you really like to see the pits where we came from.
Yeah, that's all still there. And that'll stay there as well, as long as we keep doing this.
Exactly. And Tom of Huzzah is just going to be sort of a sticker we slap on once in a while just for the name to drop there. But in reality, it has no actual impact on any of our like creative processes. And future plans is, we just want a community of creators. We just want a creative people to get together and have a wonderful time.
Yep, sounds good. Well then.
Right, well then, cheers to that with my cherry coke.
Cheers to that with my, what was it called? Passion fruit IPA that I somewhat despise, yet will still drink. And yeah, that was a bit it. We just wanted to quickly explain everything that was going on with us. Just because with our new podcast, it doesn't really fit into the format to just explain everything we just did. So
exactly.
Yeah, you'll hear more from us in the future for all of this. And in the meantime, you could just hopefully enjoy Globally Local FM. Very excited to start a new podcast. And yeah, just excited to see where it goes, basically.
Me too. Be on the lookout for our friends, too. They're going to cook up something. We can promise you that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And that's it.
See you wherever.
All right. Bye.
Bye.